This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSIN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Zurich Classic of New Orleans at the TPC Louisiana since 2017. It has been a team event with 82-man teams. First and third round, best ball. Second and fourth round, alternate shot. John Rahm, Ryan Palmer, 7-1. They're the defending champions from 2019. The event was not played a year ago. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are plus 650. On My Guys of the Desert, Wes Reynolds and Matt Eumanns discuss the Zurich Classic.
I like the event in terms of the fact that it breaks the monotony of the PGA Tour and does something different with the format. It is not the easiest event to bet, though, because you have different partnerships for different reasons. Some guys may have went to college together, played on the same team. Some guys may have the same agent or may have the same equipment manufacturer or from the same town or wherever. So you get a lot of random teams here. Actually, John Rahm and Ryan Palmer won this event 2 years ago. This event was canceled due to COVID-19 in 2020, and they were 16-1. Now they're the co-favorites with Pat Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. Could those guys win? Sure. But this is a tournament where I think you can go a little bit down the board if you want to get involved in that futures market.
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult one to handicap. Basically, you are looking at...
It's impossible, like, to do matchups.
Yeah, I don't know how. I really don't know how you can bet this other than just picking out two players you like who are paired together on the same team and say, hey, I'm just going
to
go with this.
There is something to that because you will get guys that played college together. Like let's take Brendan Todd and Chris Kirk. They were on the University of Georgia 2005 NCAA championship team. Vic Hovland and Chris Ventura played together at Oklahoma State 2018 NCAA championship team. And then you get guys from the same country. You get like Rose and Henrik Stenson. They've played together in the Ryder Cup before, 6-2 in the Ryder Cup. So that's a pairing that makes sense.
Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds on My Guys of the Desert. Weekdays 5-7 Eastern on VSIN. Brandon Todd, Chris Kirk, 22-1. Victor Hovland, Chris Ventura are 33-1. Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson, 40-1. They win the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. The New York Yankees off to a slow start, but on a numbers game, Clear Data Sports Analytics' Mark Borchardt says don't be too worried about the Yankees.
I think they're going to regress to the better. Their weighted runs created plus at 87. I had them projected early in preseason projections at like 119, 120. So they're almost 50 points worse than their preseason projections. That's not going to continue. The bullpen is actually pretty decent. They're like second in xFIP overall. And team pitching, I have this underlying metric chart. And while they're not best in baseball, they're 12th in baseball. So I don't think it's panic time yet for the Yankees. I have a really big position on them to win that division, but I think they're going to regress to the better, Gil, personally. Yeah.
Well, I think they will, too. It's not panic time. Do you think they need more left-handed bats for that ballpark, though? Like, I mean, just the structurally? No? Okay.
Well, the one good thing about that lineup is Stanton and Judge both have really good opposite field power. So they can almost get jammed on a pitch and just muscle it out to right field. So that helps them out.
Mark Borchardt, Clear Data Sports Analytics on a numbers game with Gil Alexander. Football season never ends, and the VSIN betting experts are getting ready for the betting opportunities of the NFL Draft. We'll have full coverage at vsin.com, daily best bets email updates, 24/7 video access, plus we'll be live all night during round one with Brent Musburger, Michael Lombardi, Gil Alexander, Mike Pritchard, and our entire VSIN football team. Learn more and start your free trial today at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
The spring sports calendar is packed with betting opportunities, and here at VSIN, we're on top of all the action. We're looking at early season baseball trends, what teams are peaking and tanking, heading into the NBA and NHL playoffs, tracking the favorites and long shots for every golf tournament, plus keeping an eye on all of the top NFL draft prospects to provide you the best betting insights and analysis. Start your free trial today at VSIN.com/subscribe and put our team to work for you.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
Life is a marathon, not a sprint, unless you're hiring. Fortunately, Indeed has great tools that help speed up the hiring process. Get Indeed.com/credit. It's hour number two, Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, your host out here in Las Vegas. Your other host is on the East Coast. That's Josh Applebaum. Thanks for joining us today. Here we go, Josh, with Major League Baseball. I see that the Red Sox are on the list here for you today. Didn't touch them yesterday. I mean, this team, there's a lot you can say about the Red Sox for sure. But interest in this game as they take on the Blue Jays inside that division right there.
Yeah, Pritch, this one caught my eye. And by the way, if you saw me fist bumping in the break, that was Matt Olson, a home run for the Oakland A's. So the A's got down 1-0. We're now tied at 1, so I'm sweating the A's right
That's
now.
Right. You're,
again, this is why you love working with me, Pritch, because I'm sweating right in front of you. But I did write down the Red Sox here as a play to keep an eye out for. I mean, you know, one thing that I've watched, I watch a lot of Red Sox game. I have Red Sox games. I've done it my whole life here, mm-hmm. but I think this team is different. I think, you know, in Boston, you've had a couple rough years here. You know, it seems like it was last place in the World Series, last place World Series. But there's a couple things going on right now with the Red Sox that you really, really like. Number one, Alex Cora. Bringing back Alex Cora. You know, there are a lot of question marks. He was caught in the cheating scandal. Why bring him back? But this guy has had a huge influence on this team. And I also really like Chaim Bloom, the GM, a couple moves he made. To me, really underrated was picking up Enrique Hernandez, Kike Hernandez from the mm-hmm. Dodgers, and also Marwin Gonzalez here. Two guys that are really, really versatile and can play different positions. And I think when you have just a clubhouse of different guys, grinders, guys who can play different spots, and it's kind of like that Rays sort of thing where you don't know where you're hitting in the lineup, but it's exciting each day. So the Sox right now, you know, tonight they're playing Toronto here. The reason why I like the Sox, on the one hand, I'm a little apprehensive because I do like dogs. I like divisional dogs. I like dogs with high totals. Those would all match with Toronto here. But I'm trying not to outsmart myself too much, Pritch, because we do have a line move to Boston tonight. The Red Sox opened around a minus 120 favorite. Sox are now up to minus 127. Some shops are getting closer to minus 130 here. But if you look at kind of the underlying metrics here, and this is Thornton against Garrett Richards, but Red Sox are plus 30 in run differential here. That's one of the easiest ways to see the strength of a team. Bill James, who is kind of known as the sabermetrics guy, got really the whole Moneyball thing going here. His very simple thing was run scored versus runs allowed. And that kind of gives you a gauge of how well a team is doing. So Boston's plus 30 in run differential. Only the Dodgers are better at plus 38. What you like about Boston, they're hitting the ball. Yeah. The Sox are hitting 285, Pritch. That's number one in Major League Baseball. I saw a stat earlier where I think the Major League average is like 233. It's the lowest it's been in like 40 years. That goes to when we were talking about to Josh Towers yesterday about how product of baseball, you know, let's get back to kind of old school where not everything is launch angle, home run, strikeout, or walk. Let's put some balls in play. That's why the Sox are doing well this year. They're hitting well. Toronto's hitting 224. That's 19th this year. You also look at the Red Sox, 5-3 as a favorite. Toronto 3-5 as a dog. Also, Boston is 8-4 against righties. Toronto's 5-8 against righties. So again, some of the trends I like with dogs would match with the Jays, but Sox are playing with house money. I like kind of just that factor. You can't really gauge the you know, a guy hits a home run, they put him in this little cart and run him down the dugout. They got the mojo going here, Pritch. So the line move is in their favor. Give me the Sox tonight around minus 127.
Okay, because they've got something going for them, that's for sure. So I know there's a system that has in the division dog, though, which is the Blue Jays right now, plus 117, but yet the market is telling you to back the Red Sox here.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Pritch, because again, you know, if the Sox open -120 and now they're down to -115, -110 with all those system matches on the Jays, then okay, I'm all aboard and, okay. and I'll back the Jays here. But to me, the fact that you have those edges on the Jays, yet we're seeing the line move to Boston, you got to remember there are wise guys who bet baseball in every sport every day. They're much smarter than me, and they don't seem to be worried by those trends that would match with Toronto. So again, the fact the line is moving, you have these underlying metrics. I'll take a shot on the Red Sox here with this line move in their favor.
Okay, then we have the Mets in Chicago. Chicago's home dog +112, 7.5 is a total. Watching the Cubs play, I'm like, something's not right. There's a lot of guys with contract situations, certainly, but they have not gotten it together so far, in my opinion, Josh, to the level that they need to.
Yeah, Pritch, you are right. The Cubs have struggled this year. They're not hitting the ball well. You got a lot of guys with contracts. You don't know. I mean, their free agency list, all their big players are up, and maybe that's weighing on them. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get offered another deal. Am I going to leave? What's going on here? But one thing you did see with the Cubs yesterday, they came through for Sharps last night, Pritch. They were at home against it was a rare game under the lights here, but they beat the Mets 3-1. And you did see a line move where, you know, the Mets with Walker on the mound, I think they're like -135, got down to around -124, so they had a move in their favor. Call me crazy, Pritch. I'm going back to the Cubs tonight. They do match some systems for me. Number one, you look at the pitching matchup, Davies against Peterson, lefty for the Mets here. What I like about this one, it's almost a carbon copy of last night. So if you bet the Cubs last night, you're going to like them again tonight. You had the same sort of thing. Mets open around -135. They're down to around -122. So you've seen this line move toward the Cubs. And this will match a couple systems I like. Number one, dogs off a win. You know, we do talk about, you know, dogs doing very, very well this year. You're only 49%, but you're up almost 30 units overall, you know, playing these dogs. But the key is a little bit of momentum. Dog off a win. Those teams this year, they're 53-60, almost a 10% return on investment. You also match dog with a line move. The sweet spot dog we talk about, 140 or less, doing very well this year. So we got some matches. I'll go back to the Cubbies here, Pritch. I'll be honest with you. I was sweating bullets when Craig Kimbrell came in. If you saw him pitch, he used to pitch for the Sox. Uh-huh. He'll walk the bases loaded, make you lose your mind, and then he'll strike everyone out and you'll win the game. Right. So hopefully he doesn't put me through that torture again. But I'm going back to all the Cubs tonight.
Okay, and then another home dog, Kansas City, the Royals. They're first place Royals, home dog +102. 8 is the total in this matchup against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Waka against Junis in this one, Pritch. And if you look at the Rays, this is a team that the line, not only has the market been kind of, I don't know, underselling Tampa Bay, they got off to a tough start. And I think this is something that, you know, when you're betting baseball, and you see it a lot in the NFL, Pritch, like week two, week three of the NFL, if you were bad the first couple weeks, public is going to be way against you and not want to touch you. If you did well, they're going to want to ride you. You're kind of seeing that in baseball now where a team like the A's started off bad. Now they're killing it. You look at Tampa, they started off struggling a bit. Now they're 10-8. They've ripped off a bunch of wins in a row. So I actually kind of go a line move here toward the Rays. You know, a lot of these books were a pick 'em or even like a -110 Royals. Now you're getting plus money on the Royals. But really, to me, this line move on the Rays is something that you do like to see. Mm-hmm. In fact, they've gone from around -105 to -112. Again, it's a short number here. We got a Rays team that's won a bunch of games in a row, is swinging the bat great here. And I'm going to ride the Rays in this spot. I know the Royals at home, have done pretty well this year. But the fact this line, you're getting a short number on Tampa, who's really, really playing well right now, hitting the cover off the ball. They scored, I think, 14 runs yesterday. I'm going to go Rays in this one, Pritch. I like this move in their direction.
I see the over is -105 to total 8. The under -115. Both these teams kind of feisty to me too, Josh. And you get two teams kind of matched up that way. We could get a nice little matchup there in this game. That total, what do you think of the total? I'm thinking about going over on that one, -105.
I don't blame you there, Pritch. I mean, I'm kind of just looking at it now. You know, you did have some shops that were 8.5 down to 8, so okay. You had a little bit of under money come in there. But these totals are tough. I'll be honest with you. The totals in MLB, to me, my thing is like 90% of my plays are money line. You have to really, you know, beat me over the head to bet an over or an under because, you could have a 1-0 game late and then, you know, fireworks and the bullpen blows it. Or you could have a lot of runs early and the bats go cold late. So to me, you know, what I would look at is, you know, you want to line up a lot of factors. You want, one situation that I did see that's done very well to the under is if you have an inflated line, Pritch, where if a total opens, let's just say 9, gets bet up to 9.5. If you buy low and take the under, I think it's around 60% at this point. So to me with totals, it's like, look at the pitchers, look at the weather. Is the wind blowing in or out? Also look at the umpire. Some umpires, you know, have small strike zones, some bigger. That could, you know, factor in at play. But again, it's just totals to me. It's really tough. I lean way more on money lines than I do totals in baseball.
Yeah, good reminder on that weather too. I'm taking a second look on that one. I was pretty confident when I mentioned it, but I'm going to take a second look at that weather because we do have weather situations kind of popping up here. So definitely we'll keep an eye on that one. How about these NFL props, Josh, as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, to 2021 NFL draft? Offensive linemen, over under draft position. So Sewell, probably number one on everybody's board. Slater, another tackle, number two on everybody's board. Vera Tucker, I think he's projected to be more of a guard. He's the third guy, and so his total is 17.5. The under plus 100, the over minus 125 here for Vera Tucker.
Rich, you and I are like two peas in a pod. That one jumped out to me, and I'm like, I kind of, and again, mock drafts can really drive you nuts because everyone's got a mock draft, mm-hmm. and there's very few that you can really trust or believe in. So I would definitely lean on the betting market to kind of sift through the noise, find the signal when it comes to that. But I don't know, Vera Tucker is a guy that has gotten a lot of buzz, is very versatile, can play different positions here. I've seen him as, you know, again, you know, kind of the third maybe lineman off the board here, but I thought for sure his under 17.5 would be juiced up. The books are juicing up the over. That's weird to me. I went into this segment saying I like the under 17.5. You know, again, you know, with a lot of these guys off the board, if they're receivers, quarterbacks, you know, Pitts will be off early. You're going to have your pick of a lot of these linemen. So I went into it saying, give me the under 17.5 Vera Tucker. On the one hand, even money. How can you not like that? But maybe the books know something. Maybe he slides a little further. But I have seen a lot of, you know, a lot. I would say maybe like the 12 to 15 range, maybe like 14 to 16 around there where Vera Tucker is projected. But I don't know, Pritch. That one's weird to me. I like the under, but now the juice scares me.
Well, he's evaluated as a guard, and he could have that all-pro, Pro Bowl potential as a guard. As a tackle, maybe not left tackle, even though he played left tackle in college a little bit, but some say he could play right tackle. But it depends on these teams. I mean, you have these monsters inside interior defensive linemen that I think you need to start upgrading that position on your team, which would mean offensive guard.
Great point, Pritch. And, you know, talking Tucker, let's look at the number one guy here, Penei Sewell.
Right.
I did see a lot of these. And the other thing is, like, again, you know, we say it all the time, but it's really bears repeating. If you're betting these props, shop around. Different books have different numbers. You can try to always think of trying to shop around, get the best number, maximize your payout, minimize your risk. So, for example, like Penei Sewell, I saw a prop at one book where first offensive lineman selected, he's like minus 700. Another one, he's like minus 400. So if you like him to be the first one off the board, which I think we expect that to happen, you know, you can save yourself, you know, a ton of juice there, depending on where you're looking. But Pritch, to me, the Sewell 6.5 is intriguing. I do like the under 6.5. Mm-hmm. You're really hoping he goes 5 or 6. I mean, that really hinges on, you know, what are the Bengals going to do?
Right.
And we've talked about it a lot. I think you'll hear a lot of different, you know, thinking on this one. Number one is, you got to protect Burrow, you know, who just had this torn ACL. The other one is wait, and you may be able to get, you know, Leatherwood or Dickerson or one of these other guys later, and then you can grab, you know, Pitts or Chase. So it's kind of tough to read that one, but that one actually lines up what I was thinking with the juice to the under minus 140. But what do you think, Pritch? Any of these jump out to you? And is Sewell your number one lineman?
Yeah, he is. Slater right there next to him. But then Vera Tucker, like I said, he's projected to be a kind of Pro Bowl or all-pro guard in the National Football League. So maybe there's a team that's intrigued by that total 17.5 for him. The over minus 125, the under plus 100. How about quarterbacks, Josh? Okay, we mentioned Justin Fields and the epilepsy kind of thing. And, you know, if he falls, if he's not number three, like you dug in for Mac Jones, I believe. So four, you know, you got over 4.5 here at plus 170 for Justin Fields.
Yeah, this one's intriguing too. I mean, look at the first two on the board, Wilson and Lawrence. I mean, on the first blush, it's like under 1.5. Okay, well, you know, Lawrence is going one, so I'll take the under, but mm-hmm. it's minus, you know, a massive number there. So you're really not getting any value, you know, betting that line there. And then also Zach Wilson, who, credit to Michael Lombardi, I was able to take that Wilson, second quarterback selected at minus 175, almost like a month ago at this point.
Right.
So again, under 2.5 is great, but you're laying minus 3,000, really no value there. It gets interesting with Fields, with Lance. I'll be honest, Pritch, you know, the Trey Lance stuff, it's fascinating to me, but I'm getting exhausted. I got people saying he's great. I got people saying he played at little old North Dakota and the level of competition. You know, he's not ready for the big time. We did see Carson Wentz, who, you know, same school and had an MVP year before he was hurt. But now Wentz is, you know, maybe he turns around with the Colts. But I don't know what to make of Trey Lance. I'm kind of putting my hands up there with that one. It would tell you the under 6.5 is juiced minus 130. So odds makers are saying maybe he goes six or lower. I'm intrigued by Davis Mills. This is a guy. I did a little research on this guy. He went to Stanford. He doesn't have a ton of snaps. He's billed as a very smart guy, but doesn't have a lot of game film overall. But I've heard a lot of people talk about like an early second round pick, or even saw a couple like, you know, kind of like early, like, you know, 32, 33 type pick. So if the run on quarterbacks is gone, all these guys are out, Mills is billed as kind of the next guy here on the list. So, you know, his over is juiced up at this point, but Mills is intriguing to me. Again, this to me, with all these bets with quarterback, Pritch, I think the ship has sailed on a lot of these numbers. This is a tough one for me based on the way these prices have been adjusted.
You know what, Josh, the league, they're going to have that regression at some point when it comes to quarterback salaries. You're talking about $40 million a year now. And I know these teams, these franchises, they're going to want to reset that market with these younger quarterbacks and have them under control, right? So I can see a ton of quarterbacks going into mid rounds as well.
I could too. And again, you know, first round, you get that extra fifth year option. And also, remember they changed the pay scale, like Jamarcus Russell and Sam Bradford got like a ridiculous amount of money. Now it's a little bit lower, but you like that rookie on a cheap deal.
Yep.
Again, it resets your roster. It helps a lot.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with some more NFL draft props as well as some high. Now based in Louisville, Kentucky, the Ron Flatter Racing Pod this week features trainer Steve Asmussen, who discusses his Kentucky Derby horses, Midnight Bourbon, and Superstock, as well as his chances to win next week's Kentucky Oaks. Los Angeles Times turf writer John Sherva is also along to talk about how racing coverage has changed for him in recent years. There's also Twitter feedback on the dispute that limits Nevada betting on racetracks around the country. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is available for download Friday at vsin.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts, and sponsored by First Bet. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum, your host today. Venturing over to the ice here, Josh. Four games on the schedule. Any game standing out to you? I mean, I can name one that stands out to me a little bit, maybe priced a little bit too high. But I want your thoughts first before I mention that game.
Yeah, so a couple good games we had yesterday. The Bruins getting it done for chalk bettors,
yep.
As well as the Florida Panthers there, who started a young rookie goaltender, got his first win. Nice hit there. But a couple of games that caught my eye, Pritch. Number one, I think one suggestion here, if you're grinding hockey every day, we're now getting to the tail end of the season. And because these teams have played each other a lot, Pritch, with this weird schedule, you know, you're only playing in your division, so you're playing each team like 7-8 times a year. Look at the head-to-heads, because you kind of see some kind of discrepancies or trends that you can take advantage of. So a good example tonight, one bet that I made is the Nashville Predators. I like the Preds tonight. Predators open number one line movement. They open around minus 110, very short favorite at the Chicago Blackhawks. Predators have been bet up to around minus 125, minus 130. So again, you have some movement toward the Preds, tells you some respected money hit them. And again, hockey's different. There's no contrarian value. There's really no public to bet against. That's why these line moves to me are very meaningful. This would match some systems that I like. A road favorite with a line move, 63% this year. Favorite with a line move, steam of 10 cents or more, 65%. You also have kind of a rest versus tired angle that benefits the Preds. But here's the kicker in terms of head-to-head. You have this so far this season, Nashville is 6-0 against the Blackhawks. They've had their number. Mm-hmm. So when you're playing this team consistently and you continue to produce and continue to win these games, again, doesn't mean they're going to win tonight. There's no such thing as a lock or a guarantee in betting. But the head-to-head has favored the Predators here. They won the other day against Chicago. So I'm going to go back to with Nashville as a short favorite with a line move. Shop around. Maybe you can find a minus 125 out there. But I'm on the Preds in that one, Preds.
Okay, I've noted that one. You got the Wild and Coyotes as well coming up, Josh. Any opinion on this? I mean, we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. They plowed through the season, right? No break whatsoever. And you mentioned the matchups, repeated series kind of format here in the NHL. And so you have Minnesota and Arizona. Arizona is plus 135, 5.5 is the total.
Yeah, I'm looking at Minnesota here, Pritch. Okay. This is kind of like a bigger example or a stronger example of the same thing you're seeing with the Nashville Predators. A road favorite that's become more of a road favorite because some respective money is coming on their coming in their favor, basically. Mm-hmm. So you look at Minnesota, they open minus 140 tonight at Arizona. Line has now been bet up to minus 155, minus 160. Some shops are inching there. So this would match a lot of those same systems with the Preds. You're looking at favorite with a line move, favorite with 10 cents or more on the road. So all these system matches would be with Minnesota here. Another example of a team that has another team's number. Hopefully it continues. Minnesota is 7-1 against Arizona this year. So you're going back to the well here with Minnesota. But again, these kind of edges of one team, and you might even think, Pritch, like psychologically, a team's been beating you down all year long. It gives confidence to the team that's done well. It kind of hurts your confidence if you're on the other end of it. So I'm looking at the Wild there, Pritch.
Okay, then Montreal and Edmonton. These two have seen each other a number of times, like you mentioned. Six is a total. You got Edmonton minus 135 at home tonight.
Yeah, looking at Edmonton here, Pritch, you know, this isn't a huge thing where, like, Edmonton is 6-0 against the Canadiens. I think it's kind of even. It might be 3-2 or 4-2, one way or the other, 4-3. But I like this move to Edmonton. You know, Edmonton open. Pretty big steam in their favor. Some books are like minus 120, minus 115. They're up to minus 135. Also like that Montreal, you had their star goaltender, Carey Price. He got hurt the other day. And it's actually, I was sweating the Oilers. They were down. Price got hurt. They put in their backup, and they scored like four goals here. So I'm happy to back Connor McDavid in this one. You also look at just recent games. This is a big rest versus tired angle. The Oilers have only played, I think it's their fourth game in like 11 days. Whereas Montreal, I think it's their, like, I'm trying to do the math here. I think it's like their sixth game in like 9 days or something. So you have a taxed Canadiens team that's tired, a rested Oilers team, a line move toward the Oilers. Give me the oil here, Pritch. I'm going with Edmonton.
All right. And then the price that's probably too high, the Knights, again, I mean, the Sharks are just losing all over the place. And again, it's a price that probably I'm not going to touch. How about you, real quick?
I'll lay it. They're 6-0, okay. And it's a big number, Pritch, yeah. But I'll meet you at the Circa watch party for the Knights tonight.
Okay, that sounds good. How about this? UFC 261, Dave Ross, stadium host. He's going to come on the program. We're going to break that down. It's coming up next. With all the spring sports betting action, you need the VSiN experts to stay ahead of the game. The best place to start is VSiN.com. We are covering baseball, the NHL and NBA playoff races, the NFL draft, and every game on the schedule to give you the betting edge. While on VSiN.com, get all the latest Vegas odds, check out our bet tracker and parlay calculator tools, read in-depth articles from our team, including betting strategies from basic to advanced theory. And you can also listen to our VSiN shows 24/7 for free. We invite you to vsin.com to fine-tune your sports betting and check out our subscription options starting at just $22 per month. That's vsin.com. Welcome back to the program. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, and Josh Applebaum is with you. He's in Boston on the East Coast, and happy to bring on to the program Dave Ross. He's a stadium host and MMA analyst. Dave, how are you?
It's great. I guess we got everything covered now. We got Boston, we got Vegas, and we got the Midwest here. So good to be on with you guys again. Cannot wait for this triple header card on Saturday night. Should be great with three title fights.
Three title fights, pretty attractive as well. Let's start with Shevchenko and Andrade. Heavy favorite in a championship fight for Valentina. She's minus 450. How do you see this fight? I mean, this is going to be an incredible bout, in my opinion.
It is going to be a really good bout. The problem here for Andrade is nobody's been able to figure out the bullet Valentina Shevchenko at 125 pounds. You can make the argument that if we didn't have Amanda Nunes in the UFC, Valentina Shevchenko would be the GOAT. She would be the best female fighter we've ever seen in the UFC. I think it's a fair argument to make. Because remember, she's fought Amanda Nunes twice. Mm-hmm. I was at one of those fights in Las Vegas at UFC 196. And back then, it was a non-title fight, a three-round fight. And she was wearing out Nunes at the end. In their title fight at 135 pounds, it did go the distance, and it was a very close fight. So good luck trying to beat Shevchenko at 125 pounds. I know you got to weigh a lot of money here at minus 400, but to me, that's the only way you can play this. You got to have a deep bankroll here because I am not betting against the bullet. Give me Shevchenko. Unless your name is Nunes, I just don't see a way you beat her.
Dave, it's Josh Applebaum. It's great to see you again. I remember you and I during the pandemic when we were scratching to talk about any kind of betting. We were talking UFC, so it's just crazy how much better life is now compared to back then. But I just kind of want to ask you, let's talk about the big fight here. Usman against Masvidal, going for the welterweight, the main event, the championship here. One thing that's done pretty decent for me, I'm not an expert like you, UFC, but I love sweating it. And what I like is a younger fighter, a longer reach and a line move in their favor. It's very rudimentary, but it's decent for me. So look at Usman, 18-1. Masvidal, he's a warrior, 35-14 here. But you have Usman 3 years younger, a couple inches taller, a longer reach. What do you think? It's a big number, and the line is moving further to Usman. I think he's like minus 390 to like minus 450. But is this, hey, it's a big number, but it's big for a reason, and Usman should win.
Okay, it's big for a reason, Josh, and I understand all of that. And if you watch the first fight around, it was non-competitive, right? When you go back to Fight Island in the summer. But remember, there was no training camp for Jorge Masvidal. It was literally 6 days' notice, and then you're flying to Abu Dhabi. I mean, you guys know what that's like. Shoot, just being on the East Coast to the West Coast. Imagine going from the States to Abu Dhabi, getting ready for a fight in quarantine. All of those things, I think, did play into that lackluster performance for Masvidal in the first time around. And that's why I'm glad we're seeing this rematch. And I think this is way too big of a spread, to be perfectly honest with you. I think this is a live dog in Jorge Masvidal. And they've been getting underneath each other's skin a little bit. And I don't know if you saw Usman put out the video, because the first time around he did a lot of foot stomps and people were getting on him for foot stomping a guy. And so he's doing this video where he's doing more of that. And some people are saying he's going to TKO him by foot stomp for the first time in the history of the UFC. I think if bravado plays into this, and machismo certainly normally does with Jorge Masvidal, and he says, all right, go ahead and fight me. Don't wrestle me. Don't get me into the clinch. Don't foot stomp me. Let's see if you can beat me on a full camp. And before you say, well, Usman's a wrestler, and that's all he does. One of the most compelling fights that we've seen in recent memory was against Colby Covington, and those two wrestlers duked it out. And Usman has very good hands. So if he falls for this little trap of saying, all right, let me fight you on your terms, just for a little bit, that's where Jorge Masvidal has the chance to turn his lights out and show why he is the BMF, right? I can't say what the F is for, but the bad mo, okay? So that's why I think Masvidal has a real chance. If they decide to throw hands and throw some leather here with those 4 ounce gloves, that he might be able to catch Usman and change the history at the 170 pound division. I think it's a live dog, and I think it's a bet worth making if you want to take the long shot in this big time underdog.
We're speaking with Dave Ross, not Samuel L. Jackson, here from Stadium Host on MMA Analyst. Dave, staying with this fight too, because you got three championship fights. Let's stick, well, all three of them, really. I mean, any other strategies in terms of, okay, you just want to bet the dogs in these championship fights, and you got elevated minutes, elevated rounds, any other angles that you can see kind of coming into play in these fights?
Well, the only way that I always kind of look for ways that the fighters can win, certainly with the underdogs, right? We just talked about the way that Masvidal could beat Usman. I don't see a scenario where in the Vegas money right now, it's minus money to go the distance. So if you go with my theory that Masvidal's got a shot to get the knockout, that could happen certainly much sooner than obviously going all five. So I like the prop of saying that this fight ends earlier. And if Masvidal's gas tank does go down a little bit, you can see a scenario where Usman gets a stoppage late in this fight. So I actually like that. It's a small take back on the plus money. If you want to say that it does not go the distance, I like that. With the bullet, boy, I just don't like that prop of going the distance with Andrade. Andrade likes to come forward, right? She wants to make this a firefight. It's a bad proposition there when you're fighting somebody like Valentina Shevchenko. I was in Chicago when Jessica Eye tried to invoke that strategy, and she got a head kick to the head and was out cold inside of what, 3 minutes of that very first round. So I like that fight not going the distance as well. And then when you have Weili Zhang going up against Rose Namajunas in the third title fight, I love Rose when she is mentally ready for a fight. Plus money on Rose Namajunas out of Milwaukee? Yeah, give me Thug Rose in this one in the plus money to straight out win this fight. I love her chances to regain her title.
Dave, let me throw one more at you. I know up against it, but it's great talking these fights with you here. But I want to ask you about Uriah Hall and Chris Weidman. So this is gonna, you know, real quick. And any lean here? I know I can hear the music. We got to get out of here, but just a lean. Yeah.
I'm leaning to Uriah Hall. Look, Chris Weidman's lost 5 of his last 7. It's been a long time coming since he was the baddest man in this division. Anderson Silva's not walking through that door. I think it's a bad style, stylistically, for Chris Weidman. Give me Uriah Hall.
All right. We're looking forward to UFC 261. Dave, that was awesome. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. That'll do it for that segment. Coming up on the last segment, final leans and picks come up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. BetMGM welcomes you to Showtime with a chance to win $100 for a $1 moneyline wager on the Clippers or Grizzlies in tonight's game. Just use bonus code VSIN100 and you're on your way to betting with the King of Sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions and use promo code VSIN100 to bet $1 to win $100 if either team hits a 3. It's a new customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Excludes Michigan. Dissociated persons, please gamble responsibly. If you feel you have a problem, it's 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa and Tennessee. Call or text the red line 800-889-9789. In Indiana, it's 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer is not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the show, Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum are your hosts today. Josh, updating some scores here in Major League Baseball. We got a tie game in the bottom of the 8th, Phillies and the Giants. The Astros are losing to the Rockies on the road. Rockies 4-2 in that one. We got the A's over the Twins 7-4. You're not sweating. I noticed that.
I was a minute ago. They were, this one's crazy. Anyone who bet the A's here, they were down, I think, like 4-3 a second ago. Mm-hmm. 3-run homer now by Brown. I don't even know who that is. 7-4 A's right now, yeah. Rich. Let's go Oakland.
You don't even know who that is. I mean, that's the A's roster pretty much, or their lineup sometimes. Nationals 0-0 against the Cardinals. Angels on top of the Rangers and the Padres 0-0 underway with the Brewers. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we broke down the A's earlier in the show, and you just don't know the money ball aspect here, but yet their bats are coming alive.
Yeah, you're totally right, Pritch. And again, you know, on the one hand, it's like you had an ice cold. And again, it's 7-4. It's looking good if you're an A's backer like me, but they could blow it. Anything could happen, you know, again. So you don't want to jinx it. You don't want to talk about a play too early. But kind of the one thing that I would look for is, you know, have a line move back up what you're thinking or what you're seeing. So, for example, like, you know, and we've seen the Twins struggle a lot. I think, what'd you say, Pritch? They're 2-8. Their last 10, mm-hmm. The A's have won 10 in a row. Okay, so that says, okay, A's are playing great. Twins are not. But you want the line to kind of back up what you're seeing there. So we did see that with the A's. The A's were, you know, I think they were like plus 110 at one point, or it was an even money type game, and they had a sharp move dog to favorite minus 110. Also, you get into this favorite with a low total. Pritch, why weren't we on this over here? Easily goes over
I'm
the
telling
7.5,
you, right?
But,
yep.
But yeah, that's always the case. It's like you lay off, it goes way over. But then if you play an under, you know, they got 5 runs in the first inning. So, but that's the key here, Pritch. You want this movement to back up what you're seeing. And again, the line moves to the A's. Let's keep swinging the bats here, Pritch. Good start if you're an Oakland backer.
So we're closing in, not quite, still a little over an hour away from the 6 p.m. cutoff point for the NBA, the new rule there from Josh Applebaum. And anything standing out to you, though? Any news or any games line movement in the association?
Yeah, so we got a lot going on here, Pritch. Number one, we just saw with the Miami Heat, they open as, I think they're like a one-point dog on the road against against the Spurs. Jimmy Butler's in. So here, okay, this is why we wait until later in the day, right, here, Pritch. But you did see Jimmy Butler get upgraded to Pro Bowl. Looks like he is going to be playing here. Also, now that I look at it, Bam's going to be in there as well. So two of your best players, Miami Heat, have gone from plus one to now minus two. So with these guys in here, you know, money line spot on the Heat to win this game around minus 135. I'd look at that. The other one, we're still waiting on a bunch of injuries here, obviously for the 76ers. Poor Michael Lombardi is a Sixers fan. He's on pins and needles with Tobias Harris, Embiid, Simmons, all these guys. No update there. The other one that caught my eye, Pritch, a little bit, the Nets and the Raptors. This one was intriguing to me because you have the Nets on the second leg of a back-to-back. It sounds like they're going to rest, or a lot of their guys are out. It looks like Blake Griffin may play, but Durant's out. Harden's been out, obviously. I'm waiting to see what happens with Kyrie because he played last night. Do you play him tonight? But this lines up pretty well for the Raptors, if you like the Raptors, because Siakam, Lowry, Anunoby, Van Vliet, all these guys are in. They've won three in a row. You're laying a four now, which I don't particularly love, and they're kind of getting out of money line range for me, minus 175. But that would just kind of caught my eye as a rested Raptors team was 1-3 in a row with all their guys in versus a Nets team who had to play and eked out a win, but now has to travel with some of these guys out. So movement toward the Raptors, which you expect here. But Pritch, I know you like an over. Let me see if I can sell you on a gross overplay. I got my gross baseball one coming up, but do you want to sweat and root for points with me with the Timberwolves Kings over 239.5?
Over 239.5.
Over 239.5. This one is crazy, but it did hit yesterday, and I'm surprised these teams are playing each other again. But they scored 154 yesterday. They you know, just up and down the court here. But my angle for this one, I do have some systems. Number one, you look at kind of these gross overs, 230 or higher when the line rises. They're about 54% this year. Overs on a back to back, both teams back to back, 54% this year. But here's the key. I like looking at John Hollinger's advanced metrics in the NBA. It's kind of like a KenPom for the NBA.
Right.
But what I look at is defensive efficiency, and I want two really terrible defensive teams going head-to-head if I'm going to bet an over. Sacramento's the worst defensive team efficiency-wise in the NBA, and you have Minnesota, the fourth worst. So they're 27th, Sacramento's 30th. And my guy, Anthony Edwards, who lights it up, he didn't know who A-Rod was. He knew who J-Lo was. I don't know if you saw that, Pritch. But
I did see that.
I'm going over here, man. We need 60 points a quarter, 239.5. It's a gross number, but I'm hoping we get a lot of points from two really bad defensive teams.
Oh, man, that's a lot of points. 239.5.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's a lot of points and algorithms, Josh, even with the hazmat suit.
It's a high number. You have some time. That's a 10 o'clock game. But that's a high one. And I think here's why I consider it gross, not just because it's so high, but at first glance, it's like that's so many points they can't possibly go over. But again, we need both teams 120 or more. Mm-hmm. And what I bank on is the fact that they don't play defense. They're young. They like to score a lot. You hit it last night. Let's see if we can do it again tonight.
All right. And then any other games in association, or do you want to go more gross with the MLB? I don't know how, if you can get any more gross than what you did right there with that over.
Yeah, that one's bad. The other one here, a couple ones that caught my eye. I'm looking at it now. Okay, that's why Paul George is out. You saw a move right now to the Grizzlies. So again, it's like
he played well last night too, by the way.
He did, and Kawhi's injured. Paul George is out. It also looks like Jaren Jackson Jr. So to set the stage, Grizzlies are at the Clippers tonight. Clippers open like minus two. This line is now flipping to Grizzlies minus 1.5, minus two. If you like the Grizz. Dylan Brooks is questionable as well, but they may get Jaren Jackson Jr. back, who really good young stud who's been hurt all year. Kawhi and Paul George are out. Line is moving to the Grizzlies here. If you like kind of the Bam and Jimmy Butler move with the Heat, you're going to like the same thing with the Grizzlies. It's the same exact situation. And again, we talk about waiting late in the day. This is why. Because these numbers move once these guys are in or out. So maybe a money line on the Grizzlies there, Pritch, with an injury advantage. No George and no Kawhi for the Clips.
I actually like that play, Miami and San Antonio. What did you have out there in Boston?
So in terms of the line, you mean, Pritch?
Exactly, or? For Miami.
Yeah. So for Miami, yeah. Right now it's -2. Yeah,
okay,
so jump on
now.
This one. Yep. Okay. Yeah, money line, you're like -120-ish, so I'd lean there.
Yeah, shop around out here because, I mean, it's fluid basically out here in Vegas. So maybe an opportunity for bettors in that game with the news of Butler and certainly Bam. Let's go to baseball here, Josh. The Yankees. What do you have here with the Yankees?
Yeah, so I'm liking the Yankees tonight. Again, I'm a Sox fan. I can't stand the Yankees, but I like them if they cash a bet for me, of course. But here's my gross one. You know, we did hit a gross one last night with the Milwaukee Brewers. Our guy Corbin Burns, who pitched a gem there yesterday, got the win for us. I like the Yankees here in a spot where I think it's going to, if they continue to play well or turn it around. I mean, they finally won a game. You know, they're 5-10. Now they're 6-10. But I like it when the public really thinks the team is terrible and you can buy low on them. You saw with the Cubs last night. You saw with the Yankees last night. I like this move to the Yankees. Number one, the Yankees open around -120 at home against the Braves. They're up to -140. I see a book -145. So this would match a bunch of systems, this non-division 10-cent steam or more in their direction. It's got about 10% ROI. This would be the interleague favorite system, Pritch, that just cashed with Miami earlier today. And then it doesn't hurt Ronald Acuna Jr., star player for the Braves. He's out here. He's got an ab issue. So it's kind of like, how do you back the Yankees, who kind of stink, but they finally got a win, and maybe they can get it again with a line move tonight.
With Kluber on the bump, too, though.
And his ERA is like 6.
Yeah, it's up there.
I didn't say it would be easy, but hey, let's see if this line move can give us a win here, hopefully.
Yeah, you just like to sweat. You can say it.
I love it.
I mean, the Braves are a good team here. +132, +132 there with Kluber on the bump for the Yankees. But yet the gross play is to the Yankees -142 at home.
And that's why it's gross to me. And I agree with you, Pritch. At first glance, it's like, how do you not take the plus money with Atlanta here? Yeah, they don't have Acuna, but again, you look at their lineup. They still got Freddie Freeman. They still got Ozuna. Mm-hmm. They still got a pretty good lineup here. Yet the line's moving to the Yankees. So to me, a gross play is a play that on the surface, it looks like, you know, I don't want to touch it. I don't like it. But the common denominator here is the line's moving to the Yankees. So again, maybe at first glance, we don't like it, but some sharps like it. So people smarter than me like it, Pritch. So that's good enough for me with a system match with a 10-cent steam move.
Oh, man, you twisted my arm a little bit here on this one because I like.
Don't you love working with me, Pritch?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I mean, I kind of want to do the opposite of what I'm feeling, like because of the contrarian nature. And there's nothing wrong with that. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You might have convinced me on this one more so than that total. 239.5 in the NBA.
We just need up and down a basket every single possession, Fridge. That's what we need in that
Yeah,
one.
Pretty much. No defense, like you mentioned. Great job as always, Josh. Enjoy the games. Don't sweat too hard. And certainly we'll look for you on other VSiN shows for the remaining of the week.
Thank you, Pritch. Great couple days, and go A's, my man.
There you go. They'll do it for us today. My guys in the desert, coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.